This is Fresh Air. The new band Superchunk has a new album called I Hate Music. Superchunk formed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 1989 and became an important force in indie rock. In addition to leading the band, singer-songwriter Mac McCann and bassist Laura Balance co-founded their own company, Merge Records, which became one of the most successful independent labels ever, with acts that included Arcade Fire, Spoon, and the Magnetic Fields. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new Superchunk album.
I hate music, what is it worth? Can't bring anyone back to this earth, says Superchunk on its new downbeat but upbeat album. It's the kind of sentiment you imagine someone blurting out with bitter spontaneity. It's not really music the band hates. It is, among other things, a death they're mourning, the despair and grief their music is bearing witness to. The album is dedicated to a close friend who died last year. But more broadly speaking, I Hate Music wants to explore various kinds of loss, of innocence, of youth, of friendships, of passions that struggle and sometimes fail to survive.
Everything the dead don't know piles up like magazines, overflows, and everything that you won't see just swirls around, comes down and buries me. Oh.
Throughout this album, Mac McCann pushes his middle-aged adenoids into ever more plangent tones, even as the guitar work of Jim Wilbur maintains a ferocious denial of the doubt that lurks within most of the lyrics. This creates a sparky tension in the music. The voice sometimes fights against the instruments. At other times, the downer vibe triumphs. And occasionally, as on this song called Low F, they achieve a lovely unity. What will keep us upright, goes a line in that Superchunk song, and the answer, a few lines later, is love, with the typically Superchunkian afterthought, at the risk of sounding obvious. The band need not fret about that. Obviousness is a quality the band has avoided for more than 20 years now. Indeed, this is one of the few bands to have emerged from the early 90s whose work has actually improved as its members have gotten older and wiser. In 2010, after a 9-year gap in Superchunk albums, they released one of their best ever, Majesty Shredding. And there are a number of superlative moments on this new one, including Low F and this wonderfully vivid road song, Trees of Barcelona. Song on I Hate Music is called What Can We Do, which finds Superchunk in one of its periodic quiet moments. It has a lyric about the negativity and pessimism that the band feels surrounding them, even as the pounding drums of John Worster slam out a denial of those sentiments. When joined by the guitars and a soaring vocal, that drum beat becomes a heartbeat, a sign of the enduring health and vigor of Superchunk.
Ken Tucker reviewed Superchunk's new album, I Hate Music.
What can we do? Oh, what can we do? What can we do? Oh, what can we do?
You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Our blog is on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.